Next up on our Southwest Kansas Focus program on this Sunday morning, we have Senior Master Patrol Officer Brandy Unruh with the Garden City Police Department. She's talking about Safe Night. That's coming up next Tuesday, and we'll have some information on how you can attend and what Safe Night is all about.
Well, Safe originally started out as Seatbelts Are for Everyone, which is obviously a seatbelt program. And we decided we wanted to educate the public and mostly our kids about wearing seatbelts. And then it just kind of turned into other safety topics such as teen dating violence, alcohol and drugs, drinking and driving, texting and driving, those types of things.
And I know those are all very important things to concentrate on. And, you know, broadening this out, you know, when you did this initially, how much does it help to be able to cover a variety of different topics instead of just one?
Well, it gives us more people can be involved when we're covering more topics. We bring in agencies from around the community to help us. So and just knowing that kids need educated on all the destructive decisions that are out there.
Mm-hmm. And what is this designed to do? What age groups?
We initially started off targeting teens and their parents, but we found out that younger siblings were coming too. So we kind of opened up to all ages.
Mm-hmm. And so you cover drinking and driving, texting while driving, seatbelt safety. Are we noticing some of those numbers with texting while driving, especially for kids? Are they going down at all?
You know, I haven't seen the numbers, but just yesterday I was talking to one of our college students that's going to be helping us next week, and he said his cousin was just killed the night before in an accident involving texting and driving. So,
oh, geez.
Yeah.
So it's really hard because, I don't know, I try to get into that younger mindset again. You know, how when we were younger, it was like, oh, that couldn't happen to us and things like that. How do you fight that mentality?
I don't know that you can fight it. I mean, you educate them and you give them as much information as you can, and then you hope that when the time comes that they can make the right choice.
Mm-hmm. And that's all very important. Now, this is a National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and you're also covering teen dating issues and especially teen dating violence.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you associate with that with this program?
Well, we kind of brought this in because we noticed at this age kids are starting to date more. And they don't always understand the dynamics of a dating relationship. And some of them have not had good role models to watch, whether they have parents that have been in violent relationships or a single parent home. So they don't really have anybody to kind of model after. So, you know, we just try to offer them some information and advice on how to be respectful in a relationship.
And those are all very important things. If you have nobody as a role model, as you say, it's hard to know what to do.
Right. Or if you have a bad role model, it's... How else do you learn?
Yeah, I think that's very important. I mean, because you hear a lot about studies that say that those who abuse will be abusers, and who are abused or will abuse themselves.
Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so this is sponsored by Kenneth Henderson Middle School, also Students Against Destructive Decisions and SAFE, also the Garden City Department of Public Safety students. And when is this coming up again?
October 22nd, which is next Tuesday, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Kenneth Henderson.